7 o'clock Friday and Saturday night, Sunday night if necessary, and 6:30 pregame right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Your questions being answered by Coach Pearson. Coming up right after this, the Mel Pearson show continues on Mix 93.
Bucko's Party Store in Calumet has gone over the edge with March Madness deals store-wide. All six packs of bottled beer are all on sale. All Pepsi product 12 packs are $2 for $8. All Coke and 7-Up 2-liter products, $4 for $5. Check out the great deals at Bucko's new Pizza Bunker, along with numerous energy drinks on sale. Sale store-wide. Nice ice prices, 4 bags for $5, plus much more. All sales do not include tax or deposit at Bucko's.
All right, guys, listen up.
Yes,
now, before you step out into the night, possibly meet the woman of your dreams, I want you to do something for yourselves.
Yep.
Besides putting on deodorant.
Done.
I want you to appoint, elect, designate a driver. Because great times don't happen without that guy. No, they do not. Because he's the guy, make sure you don't act like an idiot in front of the cute girl staring at you across the room. He's the guy who buys a cold Budweiser, sends it over to her and says it's from you. He's the guy who requests a slow song while you guys are doing the Douglas or whatever you call it in the center of the dance floor. And then, at the end of the best night of your life, he makes sure you get her home safely. As if he hadn't done enough already. So raise high.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Holy Brisket! Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the all-new Brisket Burger. A custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short rib served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around. If you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's Brisket Burger stuffed with Italian sausage, topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and the Big Hog. Not just new toppings, new burgers period, only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Join the crowd. Whether you're single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, the Turbo Agency can help you put together an insurance program that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. The Turbo Agency, an independent insurance agency, offering more insurance companies to choose from. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. The Turbo Agency, serving the entire Keweenaw from downtown Hancock.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Our good friend Dave Ellis reminded me today that the last time, I think John McGinnis' last game was a loss to Bowling Green back in the CCHA.
Might have been playoffs, back in the CCHA 80, playoffs. So.
82, 83, something like that. But
well, that won't.
That won't. We don't want that.
We'll revenge that.
Yeah, we won't. Exactly. Revenge on the mind. We want to, of course, mention again during the show here. We've done all weekend, but congratulations to Reed Steros, National Rookie of the Month in Division I Men's College Hockey. Pretty awesome honor there.
No, that's a great honor when you consider you have some outstanding freshman players out there in Division I hockey, and for Reed to gain that award, that's a tremendous honor for him, and a very deserving. You know, he played a big role in our team's success, and you know, obviously he's playing with two pretty good players, with David Johnstone and Blake Pietola. But having said that, he's contributed and held his own and done a nice job, and we look forward to having Reed for many more years to come. He's had a great year.
All right, let's get to some of the questions, Coach. First question is, what grade would Mel put on the regular season?
What grade would I put on the regular season? Wow. That's a good question. You know, I haven't had much time to reflect on that, but obviously there's been a lot of good things. You know, having said that, I guess competing for that home ice playoff and being right a point out of third place, I mean, you know, it's pretty darn good. I'd probably say a good solid B. I mean, there's some things you need to work on to get better and not quite there, but I would say much better than average.
Besides the power play, what are the areas of immediate improvement going into next season?
Well, that's a good question. I think we have to play better defensively. We've slipped there lately, and that's an area where not only, I'm not just talking about our defenseman, but I'm talking about her goaltending and forwards also. And goaltending, some consistency, a little inconsistent there. We have to be more consistent night in and night out, knowing exactly what you're going to get. And overall, defensively, consistency night in and night out. Just knowing that we're going to, you know, have a great defensive effort. We can't give up seven goals like we did against Alaska Fairbanks at home, back-to-back games, and, you know, expect to be a real good team. So that's an area, especially defensively overall.
Does playing on the small sheet at Bowling Green affect the lineup?
It does a little bit because those Olympic sheets, boy, there's a lot of space, and you got to be able to get from point A to point B. And, you know, now when you play in this smaller rink, you still have to be quick, though. I think that's one thing that Ferris has built their team around. They play in a real small building, and they've recruited quick forwards, you know, smaller but quick forwards, and not necessarily fast. There's a difference between flat-out fast from one end of the rink to the other, then quick, you know, just that first, you know, 10 yards or something, can you be quick? And I think in the smaller rink, you have to be quick, so it does affect that, yes.
Okay, next is, what is the attitude in the locker room going into the playoffs?
You know, I was you know, a little surprised, and you know, after the game, when I went in to talk to the team of Mankato, they were very disappointed as a group. I mean, and that was one of our, I would say, one of our better games in the last month or 2 months. How we competed, how we played, the scoring opportunities we created, a lot of good things going on in that game. How we killed penalties, goaltending, any way you cut it, I thought we had a real good game, except finishing our chances. And our team was down. I mean, they were working hard to get the home ice, and knowing that that was it, and we didn't, they were disappointed. Having said that, you know, as we got home yesterday and we talked, I mean, they were coming around, and hopefully today they'll be refocused and excited now that we're in the playoffs and anxious to go. So, but we've got a good attitude. They've got a good winning attitude, and we've got some good leadership on the team, and I think they really believe that we can go as far as we want, as long as we play well and play like we can and get some bounces, that we can beat anybody on any given night.
Was the team aware of the situation going into overtime on Saturday?
It seemed like they were.
No, you didn't tell them.
Okay. We did not tell them. And but for some reason, I don't know if the scores came up on the scoreboard, you know, these timeouts. You don't know what's going on. So, but I didn't mention it. You could just tell that. But they're just disappointed in the tie. I think they felt we deserved better in the game. And then, you know, like I said, I'm sure they knew once they got into the locker room.
All right. Well, thanks for your questions, and we'll do it again next week. Now, well, that might be a little bit of a situation where if it turns out to be a three-game series next week, we'll have to see what we'll do for Monday's Mel Pearson show. But we head on down to Bowling Green this week, Coach. So I know you don't have all the travel plans in place right now, but what are you expecting as far as practice time and everything else?
Well, it's a different week. We don't have school this week, so we can pretty well practice as much as we want and any time we want. And the keys for us, we meet this morning. We met a little bit last night, and we're going to meet again this morning, and just to try and structure our week, just so we give ourselves the opportunity to be at peak performance come Friday night. And part of that is travel. When do you leave? Do you go in one day? Where do you practice? How much you practice? What time of day do you practice? Who do you travel with? We got a lot of, you know, issues that we have to sort of put our arms around and you know, and figure out what is going to give us the best chance to have success in Bowling Green. And being in the situations before, you know, I've got a pretty good idea of what I want to do, but I want my coach's input also, and talk to our captains a little bit and see how we're feeling. One of the biggest things this time of year is you have to have your energy. It's all about your energy, you know, execution and energy. First, you need the energy to play the game, and secondly, then you have to execute the game plan and whatnot. So for us, is like I said, I got to structure that practice, whether we need a day off or we don't need a day off, what day do we take off, how much do we practice, all those good things. So you lose sleep trying to figure it out because you're second-guessing yourself all the time.
We're out of time, Coach, but really quick, I know you can bring everybody. Do you leave some people home because of the distractions, or, you know, because you want that normal travel? travel party to go down there?
We're going to determine that today. Okay. So we probably will not take the full group.
Okay. Coach, good luck, and have a great week of practice. We are really looking forward to it. Game time, 7 o'clock, both Friday and Saturday night. Sunday night, if necessary, and all the games pregame right here at 6:30 on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Yeah, thanks, Dirk. And we want to just tell everybody down in the southeastern Michigan to get down to that game and support your Hockey Huskies. Thanks.